Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, BTR.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another one of these. Not sure what they are, but we're still doing them.
Yep. Oh, did you bring notes?
No, I'm in the office.
I see that. I see that.
And you know, so the other day, mm-hmm. all the nephews and nieces were having some sort of drawing competition.
Oh, did you find more coloring things?
I found two pictures that were drawn.
Nice.
One, we probably should show the best one first. Oh, we'll save the best for last.
Okay.
This one, we got an eyeball.
Nice.
You see that?
I used to love drawing eyeballs.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then this one, I think this is the way it goes. They were trying to draw Nike shoes.
Okay.
And they did some that were really good. So I don't know whose attempt this was, because this is way better than any of the ones that they did.
Okay. Oh yeah.
You know,
at first I thought it was like a Converse high top.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Actually, the other ones were way better, but this one's probably my favorite.
Cause this one's real shitty.
This seems more like what a kid would draw, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not into kids that can draw well.
Nope.
I realize how often my mouth is hanging open. I never felt like a mouth hanging open kind of person, but it's become more and more apparent. Like, I'm definitely one of those people that's probably eaten like hundreds of spiders in my lifetime, for sure. Spider diet.
Do you think that we could blame it on gravity?
Maybe.
Holding your mouth open.
It's like gravity's just fucking everything else up. It might as well just like...
There's like a whole nother surgery.
Shoulders, like just in my whole.
There's like a whole different surgery you can do that's not a facelift, but it's just to help you keep your mouth shut. It's like, wait a minute.
It probably should be like a chin strap or something.
How did no one tell me that also when you get older,
your mouth
actually, as you get wrinkles and like the fat, you lose fat in your face and your face starts to sag.
Just drops.
You end up struggling to keep your mouth shut. All right, guys, for today's podcast, me and Gina are going to catch up on emails that you've been sending in. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, because we really appreciate you guys for actually writing in, first of all. Thank you. And I realize that some people have been writing in. We haven't been reading them. And that's just kind of screwed up because...
That's pretty shitty of us.
That's pretty shitty of us. So,
like, hey, guys, send us emails. And we're like, yeah, we'll get to them later.
You're right.
We're getting to them now.
We're getting to them now. All right. So I'm going to go through... Well, this one was kind of funny. I think it's Evie Bethalios. Evie. And it starts out with appetizing topics with Gina and Brooke. man, I'm here eating damaged cherries while Gina is talking about things growing out of urine, cleaners scooping poop with their hand and cockroach feces on the walls. That being said, you guys are so fun. Thank you for being freaks. So thank you for writing in. We appreciate that. We have Lindy Myers. I am currently watching the latest vlog and think a retreat with you two would be hysterical. I think y'all should do things you've talked about over the years. Yeah, so do we.
You know,
Lindy, that's a great point. We do talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. We should do the things we come up with because we have great ideas.
Yeah, we just don't ever see them through. Okay. I can see a bunch of women glamping and throwing axes with horns on their heads. Of course, there would have to be a yuck yuck day and maybe a dress up night like y'all have done for parties over the years, like PE blinders. And of course, y'all have to bring Devin. Duh. We could just all just yell at Devin every time she's falling asleep.
Hey, Devin.
Hey, Devin. Thanks so much for keeping me laughing over the years. I love the friendship and love y'all have for one another. Honest female friendships are few and far between. Love you, ladies, Lindy. Well, thank you, Lindy, for writing in.
Thank you.
It's funny because we were trying to come up with another theme. When we were in New Orleans, we were talking about a theme party. How fun would it be to do a goth theme?
Oh, that would be fun.
Because I just think of the girl that does the, you know, that video that went viral forever, like where she's like,
I know. No. No, I don't know what video that is, but if you guys are not watching this, I would watch this on YouTube just to watch Gina try and imitate this video that went viral.
It's all these goth kids and they're under a bridge and the music starts going and they all just start doing like this same movement where it's like, but the feet are going and it's so good. So yeah, we were talking about it and I was like, God, it'd be so fun to do like a goth theme party.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, I want to find this video now. Cyber goth dance party. Here we go. And you just see them like they're all just getting ready. They're ramping up. Okay.
Okay.
Like, look at that. Just, they're all kind of looking. It's like, it's the chick in the purple pants. She's the one that just goes for it.
They're just having a dance party under a bridge.
They're just like starting off, you know, they're like basic moves. And then it just goes ape shit. I wonder if I can fast forward it. Oh yeah, here we go. Here.
Oh yeah, there she goes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Watch her. Okay, she's still ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of looking at each other. Like they know which girl is like the one, right?
She's dancing. She's throwing her arms.
Yeah. Okay, she's getting ready. Beat's gonna drop. It's so good.
I want you to get those purple pants and you do those dance moves. Yeah.
It's just fuck. Oh, it's so good. Oh my God. All right. So yeah, I think we should do it at the goth party. Okay, we got Courtney Dwyer. Between the reps retreat, yes. As much as I'd love to go somewhere awesome like Bali, I'm poor. Maybe a ranch in Montana or Idaho, camping on horseback. Love y'all. We love you too, Courtney. So yeah, it sounds like, wow, we need to do something. we got to do something.
I guess we got to do something.
Yeah, I guess we'll do something. This is from Harjo. Sorry, I'm butchering your name. Basra. Hey, Gina and Brooke, I've been a fan for so long now from Canada. As a female who's been wanting to get fit for so long, I always looked up to the both of you. Thank you for including me. I've recently taken action in that journey and aspire to be healthy and fit like the both of you. I've been listening since the beginning and I've watched all the vlogs. I really miss Gina and Brooke together. Those vlogs were the best. Well, we miss us together too.
Yes,
I would just like to put that out there. It was anxiety relief for me. Okay. It says, Brooke, do you think you'd ever move back to California?
No.
Yeah, I know. Well, fuck me then.
Here's why. I don't see it happening unless a lot of things change. There's no way I could afford to do that move or live there.
Yeah. It's really ridiculously expensive here.
So I was there and sold my house, and it wouldn't make sense for me to move back there. Now, if things changed and it did make sense for me to be there and that's where I needed to be, then that's where I would be.
Yeah.
But for the time being, can't afford it.
Yeah. And I'm barely affording it.
And I'm living at home. So
yeah. No, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to like move in with somebody. Maybe I'll move in with one of my kids. They'll love that.
Like, mom, why are you just sitting on the couch?
Get up, mom, clean something.
You're like, I already did the dishes.
It says, my main question is, where do you two see yourselves in 5 to 10 years from now? I always think about this, and with how the economy and affordability is going, it has definitely changed for me. LOL. Love you guys. Well, we love you too. Gosh, that's tough. I feel like since my divorce, I've just been living year to year, you know, because I really saw my life being completely different right now than it is. Mm-hmm. 100% different. So
tell me, what did you see it? What did you see it as?
Gosh, I mean, I think that I would just still be, at the same house with my husband, probably, really lonely. No, but
probably really lonely because
he never spends time with me. No. I just saw it differently. I guess I probably saw it as, I remember my parents were like after I left, you know, just kind of like going through the mundane everyday things, but probably, you know, with kids coming over for family dinners. And what's funny is that that's still my life now.
Yes.
It's just different. I don't know. I think probably financially I saw myself somewhere different.
Yeah.
You know, being where my ex and I built ourselves to, and then being back at a space where I'm on a fixed income, I'm not complaining. I'm in, you know, better shape than a lot of people out there. But it's just, I'm just in a different place. I have to, you know, like I said, June really fucked me. Spent way too much money.
So. I'm in a different place too.
You're living at your parents'.
Not mad about it though. You know,
no, it's,
like,
it's not a bad place to be.
What's tough is like, I'm here, you know, and I will occasionally look online at like the housing market or whatever, and Zillow or whatever.
Right.
And all I keep thinking is like,
but do I wanna?
Well, now is not a good time.
Well, no. And not only that, but I feel like, especially if you're in Utah, you're at your parents' house so often, like that's kind of the central, it's kind of like how my house used to be. It's this, it's the central hub. Yep. For your entire family, and your family's so close, like why bother?
Exactly.
You're just going to be there all the time anyway.
And I'm like, so, I mean, you know, they got, we have the ranch and the house. I'm like, we got two houses. I could just live in one.
Yeah. Yeah. Go on vacation to the other one.
Yeah.
When you guys all get sick of each other, everyone's just like rotating which house they're at. Yeah. But yeah, 5 to 10 years, huh? I think that I will. I think I'm going to have some grandkids.
You will definitely
have grandkids. I see myself as a grandma. I'm going to be a mamsie.
A mamsie?
A mamsie.
You're going to be Elder Gine.
No, I'm not.
Jordan will 100% make you Elder Gine.
My kids are assholes. If they make...
You're like, I just want to be a mamsie?
I know. Well, that was my second choice. And I was like, it's not great, but like, it's better than Elder Gine. So yeah, I'll take mamsie.
Elder Gine.
Elder Gine.
Oh my gosh.
Such a dick.
Five to 10 years, you're going to be a grandma.
Yeah.
You'll still be hosting, you know, your kids and dinners, and but you'll probably be doing the thing that you've said you won't do.
Watching
kids.
Yeah, you're right. I probably
you will. You're going to have a car full. You're going to have car seats.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
God. That just sounds awful. It sounds wonderful and awful all at the same time.
You're gonna be buying a new couch because your white one's gonna be all dirty.
Oh my God, you're right. I looked around at my house and I was like, I really fucked up because, you know, it was like, okay, no kids at home anymore. I'm gonna do all the things that I wanted. I'm sure your mom could like understand this, right? And then I looked around and I was like, everything is light colored. So anytime somebody brings their kids over, it's just screwed.
It's probably why everything in our house is like
brown.
Brown.
Yes. Yes. Which is exactly what was like my old house. It was like everything that you bought, you were like, okay, well, how much dirt can show up on that?
For this. So Robin, the other, like a week ago, my sister, Lindsay, she had court. She's going through a pretty, really, really rough man divorce.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. And, me and Todd took the boys, they had baseball. So we were up we were playing parents, and my sister Robin had Maisie. Any of you guys have watched my Instagram, you've seen this really adorable little girl.
Yeah.
And I'm at the ball game and Robin calls and I answer the phone. She goes, so, I think that you got the better end of the stick this time. she goes, let me tell you what this nasty little girl did. I go, oh no. So Maisie she's not two yet. And she is wild. And strong.
Oh, really? I haven't seen her for a while.
And so much personality. And when she poops, it's a blowout almost every time. So this is Robin. She goes, I think she was like doing one of her workouts and the two kids. So Drew and Maisie, Maymay, that's what he calls her. They were playing on the dog bed and Robin comes in the room and she goes, did one of you poop? And Maymay. So she says that Maisie starts pressing on the front of her diaper.
Oh no.
And she goes, oh, you pooped. She said she goes over there and she has had a blowout up her back and it was all over the dog bed.
Oh my God. No. Oh no.
I said to her, I was like, hey, I'm like, you are way more equipped to handle that situation than me.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, I think, yeah. She's like, so she had to strip her clothes off, dog bed covered in poop, had to put her clothes in the wash, and then she had put her in one of Drew's like old onesies that was way too big. She's running around in his clothes. So funny.
Yeah, I think
that'll be you know.
Oh, whatever. You're probably gonna be married with a kid in 5 years for sure.
I will probably.
It's gonna be both of us at the same time. Except I get to give mine back.
Oh, well, I'll be giving mine to you. So
great.
You'll give those back and I'll go like this. I'll look at you and be like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
What do I do with this? Well, I feel like by that time, all my kids and you are going to have a kid. And it's just going to be like a revolving door of children. Like I get rid of one and then another one comes back and then I get rid of one and another one.
You're going to have like little hands prints everywhere. Like my mom's big window in our living room. She always is drives her nuts, but she's accepted it because we have dogs. She had babies all the time, but on the outside window, she'll like just get the house cleaned or whatever. And the outside window, the dogs will just lick the window. So you'll have like their nose prints on the back window. And then the babies on the inside, they also like to lick the window, and put their hands on the window. And her and Maisie and Drew, they're so funny. It's very entertaining to watch them.
Right.
To like tend them.
Yeah. It's like watching little idiots.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's like watching, Look Who's Talking.
Right.
You know, right. Like Look Who's Talking To, when it's the two babies and they're like talking to each other and they're playing and doing stuff.
Yeah.
But those two, like they'll be over, whether it's the window or my mom's shower has the big, just glass. It's like a walk-in shower, but it's all glass.
Mm-hmm.
One will go on one side and one will go on the other and they'll put their hands on it and they'll put their mouths on the glass and like, oh, try and like open, like expand their cheeks.
Yes.
Got little handprints everywhere.
I mean, I feel like that's something we would do now.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. My sisters and I used to, I'm sure somebody out there has done this. It's like when you do the automatic window, you mm-hmm. put your face on it and just go, and you go that could, maybe that's why my mouth hangs open. Maybe
probably. I did that too many times. Wait, stop. You got to stop doing that.
Okay. You got to stop doing that. Fuck. I love that we're both literally like envisioning the same exact thing. Just adult me.
Or I had like, when I picked up the boys, like they're older, you know, but I get them in the back, whether it's my truck or my car, I get in, I put them in the back and I go, now listen, I do it with Jax all the time. I'm like, do not put your feet on the back of that seat.
Do they listen?
They do.
Oh man. Nico's but
they're going to listen to me because I'm, you know, I'm the aunt. Like I'm right. Not the parents though. It's like kick, 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 kick.
Oh, dude, it's so bad. Or that Nico had a rule that kids could not touch the window. You know how like you'll draw on the window if there's like yep. condensation or something. Mm-hmm. He was so anal about his car and the cars and everything that the kids knew not to touch the window. So our kids knew it, but then you just get like other kids in the car and he would just look at them like, who has raised you? Like what kind of monster
taught you to touch the windows?
Thought that this was okay.
Man, what I always hate is like when you get your car washed and someone unrolls the window too soon.
Oh yeah. And it just,
you know, and you're like, you start to unroll it and you're like, oh shoot. And you roll it back up and it's like, it's yeah. got water.
It just starts drying like that. You're like, I made a big mistake. Yeah.
5 to 10 years, Gina's going to have a revolving door. She'll start a business where she tends babies, but caveat is they're her families.
Yeah. I was going to say, but not get paid.
She's every year, every
business, but I don't get a paycheck.
Every year she files for a loss, like a massive loss. She just can't get her kids to pay her.
Dude, I mean, might be onto something there.
And, well, you know, that's like a loophole with, you know, starting a business or whatever is you start a business from home and then you hire all your kids as employees.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've seen so many videos on it. I don't have kids, so I don't do that, but I've seen so many videos.
You've got like a 2-year-old.
It's like a loophole in a way to even be able to start saving money for them. And Every time you pay them,
yeah,
it's a write-off for the business.
Brilliant.
I don't got kids, but you got a lot of kids coming.
I know, like, what? Where were you?
I have an idea. I've got an idea. All right, so we already grow how many types of plums in your yard? Start a farmer's market business. Hire all your kids. They are in charge of helping garden. You know, so they're out doing, right. They're digging, they're
yeah, except they all have jobs.
Not the babies.
Oh, okay. So my grandkids.
Yeah.
I'm starting young. Starting collecting plums.
Someone looks into your business and it's like, you just look like you're just a slave service for little kids. Like the underage. What is it?
Get hit with
a sweatshop.
Sweatshop.
Grandma Jine Jine's.
A sweatshop.
And they're just out there like, you know, pulling weeds and trying to like wipe off plums before they go to market.
Fuck, that's funny. Grandma Giant Giant sweatshop.
your fruit basket. It's like you make fruit baskets, you sell them at farmers markets, and it's just Grandma Giant Giant's fruit basket. Grandma Giant Giant's plum jam. Fuck. We could even like grow an orange tree out there and we could do Grandma Giant Giant's or OJ.
I don't need one more freaking plant, like thing that's growing things.
One more thing that's dropping fruit.
Yeah. Like there's fruit dropping at every corner, everywhere on my car. They're everywhere. I'm like looking out the window. I was like, oh, cause I think I told everybody, I bought this house and I was trying to identify like all these different plants and I've got this ginormous walnut tree. And of course, like Ruby's like deathly allergic to walnuts. The walnut tree is going crazy right now. I just have to like remind her not to go down there.
Dude, pick those walnuts and sell them.
I don't think they're ready yet. I mean, what, really?
Farmer's market.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I've also been following
Grandma Giant Giant's walnuts.
Yeah.
Grandma Giant Giant's nut bag.
We could even do like a mixed bag and have like some dried fruit in there.
just all the old plums I pick up off the driveway. Oh my God. Yeah.
5 to 10 years, that's where you'll be. For me, man, like Gina said, I mean, I kind of, this is not the best. It's almost embarrassing to say, I've never really had been someone who's like a 10-year planner. And I know that I should, especially someone who has started businesses and done the whole entrepreneur thing, but so much change has happened in the last, few years that I'm at a place where I'm just trying to like, take it like one day at a time. But realistically, 5 to 10 years, I'll probably have a baby.
Yeah. Ooh. I know. You just said that. Remember when we started this and we talked about how you would never have a baby?
Yep.
Interesting how a decent relationship changes that, right? I mean, it will. It'll do it.
It'll do it.
Well, I've always said you'd be a great mom.
No, but maybe
I think you're going to be an indulgent mom.
What does that mean?
I think you're going to be like, you're going to be the mom that like,
yeah, tell me.
Yeah. I don't think that you're going to be the heavy with your kid. You know what I'm saying?
You think I'm going to be like the Disney dad?
No. I think that you're going to have rules and stuff, but I think you're going to be a lot softer than you think you're going to be.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Then maybe do lots of outdoor activities. Hopefully in that time too, I'll be doing a lot more at the ranch and with regenerative pastures.
Very cool.
And if I do have a kid or whatever. Well, because I don't want to say kids.
No, I know. You probably will though.
But you never know.
I bet you'll have two.
I'd like to be in a place where I could homeschool them, but I don't know if I'd want to be the teacher. So maybe also be able to like hire a teacher.
Doesn't everybody want that? No, but then you're going to have they still have to have like activities and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Or else they get weird.
Lots of activities.
Like with other people. They need socialization.
Yeah. Well, ideally it'd be like,
Well, I'm just like imagining you at the ranch, just like, I don't know, just like all of a sudden like a doomsday or something. Like the kids haven't seen anybody for
Have you seen that movie? I think it's called, I want to say it's called Mr. Wonderful.
I don't know.
I'm just going to double check the name of this really quick.
Okay.
A clip of it came on like on TikTok. I was watching it and I've seen it, but I hadn't thought about the movie in a long time.
Mr. Wonderful?
I don't think it is Mr. Wonderful. It's it's Captain Fantastic. Not Mr. Wonderful. But I was along the same line.
Along the same lines, yeah.
So it's called Captain Fantastic. Have you heard of this movie? Okay. It's really good. I'm trying to see where I can.
Okay. Good start. Movie.
Okay. Here we go. It's, Ben Cash, his wife and their 6 children live deep in the wilderness of Washington State, isolated from society. Ben and Leslie devote their existence to raising their kids, educating them to think critically, training them to be physically fit and athletic, guiding them in the wild without technology and demonstrating the beauty of coexisting with nature. And then the wife, she suddenly dies. And Ben must take his sheltered offspring into the outside world for the first time. And there's this clip, and it must be his sister's house or something where they're mm-hmm. staying. And he's in the kitchen with I think it's his sister. It's been a long time since I've seen it, and her husband.
Okay.
And she's kind of giving him flack for, like, those kids need to be in school. They need to be educated and being mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And he just yells up.
Seen this.
Okay. He yelled, you've seen it?
Seen this because I know exactly what you're going to say, but I'll let you finish.
He yells up to her sons, her boys, and tells them to come downstairs. And they come down and he looks at one of them, asks them one at a time, what is the Bill of Rights?
Yep.
And they're like, I think like rules or something in the government. And he's like, ask the other kid, and same sort of dumb response.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom is like, she's like, looks a little worried. Right?
Right.
She's like, come on. Like, what, you know what it is. Come on.
Right.
And then he yells up to his daughter, and she comes down, and she's probably like, I'm going to assume she's like eight years old.
8 to 10. Yeah.
Yeah. She's so cute. She mm-hmm. looks like a little Where the Wild Things Are.
Uh-huh.
Cute, blonde, so cute. And he says to her, explain to me the Bill of Rights. And she just starts reciting it.
Yeah.
And then he stops her and he goes, no. I obviously can't remember exactly word for word what he said, but he says, don't verbatim tell me what they are. Just in a nutshell, what are they, basically?
Right.
And she starts going off about what they mean. And actually, you guys, if you haven't seen this movie, you should definitely watch it, because it's even just this scene when I was watching it, very powerful, especially things to remember and to pay attention to with how crazy everything is right now in our mm-hmm. world. And the mom finally goes, okay, you've made your point.
You're right.
Like he's chose to raise his kids a certain way, but they're all like, she has under this impression that they know nothing. They've never,
right. They're just like savages living off the land or something. Yeah. And yeah, they're actually smarter than
they're actually like, or, yeah, super capable. Yeah. But I just think about just how the school system is,
but
I never went to a private school or anything like that. And I do remember growing up the whole thought behind homeschooled kids are weird. They don't know how to socialize. And I do think in some cases that's very true. So I think that if I was to do the homeschool thing, it would be because, the times are crazy. Even from when I was little in elementary school compared to like my nieces and nephews going through elementary school, the types of issues that people were having or teachers were having with kids or whatever, drastically different, like more crazy and kind of scary, and thoughts like that type stuff, like knowing what kids are seeing or understanding or doing or talking about, whatever mischief they're getting into, is terrifying. And I feel like it happens at younger and younger ages all the time.
Yeah, no, it is terrifying, and you're right, and it is happening younger and younger. I think the problem, it's so hard, right? Because you want to shelter your children. So you're like, okay.
Within reason.
Sure. But the point is that it's, see, I wish I had like a really good answer to this, just having been a mother of four. I've joked before that we had low expectations. Let's get them all graduated. And none of them are on drugs and none of them got pregnant. So, win. They've all gone on to, they're wonderful people. They work very hard and they take care of them. They're self-sufficient, like all these things that you want your kids to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I think that I'm thinking back to like the way that I was raised. I was at a very private Christian school with the same kids every single year from kindergarten through freshman year. I was kind of thrown into the public school system, which then it wasn't even as big as it is now, like classes and everything. And I wasn't equipped to handle it. So I think that you're right. It's okay. It's good to shelter your kids or to keep the, you know, to keep them safe, but you also have to equip them with how they're going to handle that world, because eventually they're going to go. It's like, almost like, have you ever seen, there's like a show where these kids are, oh my gosh, why can't I think of what they are? Amish.
Okay.
And then they just go ape shit.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called either now.
Yeah. But it's like so it's hard because
Humdinger. Is it a humdinger?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're right, but that would be really funny. But yeah, it's hard because it's like they have to be exposed to something. They have to be put in a situation to understand how to make good choices. And they're still going to make bad choices. Like I think the hardest thing as a parent is like, you're like, I've taught them everything. I've told them everything. And they still fucked up, you know, like I told you, like when I found out all three of my kids were smoking weed at the same time, and one of them was dealing it to the other two. It's like, oh my God, this is not us. This is not what we've taught them, you know, but they're going to make bad choices. It's just where are they going to end up? And it's, that's what's really hard.
I think what would makes me want to consider homeschool over public school or whatever more than that is I think about like how I learned in school. Mm-hmm. And I think about how I've watched some of my nieces and nephews that kind of struggled in certain things when they were younger, when they were learning in school, and even watching them go through stuff right now, like in middle school and, you know, with testing and how.
Yeah. It's very geared towards one type of learning.
Yes. And I mean, I don't think that I was necessarily ever in an environment dependent on my teacher. I had some teachers that I really loved, and mm-hmm. I had classes that were really difficult, but even just like the structure of how they put the whole curriculum together and the importance of testing over work you're doing throughout the class, mm-hmm. it changes a lot of things where I feel because I sort of learned in a scared or worried mentality, I never really learned much at all that was going to stick with me. And then we already know that a huge percentage of stuff that we learn is not necessary at all in real life situations.
Right.
So
yeah, that's absolutely true.
But yeah, you know, something to think about.
Yeah. Something to think about. So yeah, in 5 to 10 years, I might be homeschooling my kids.
Yeah. In 5 to 10 years.
I'm going to be happy if I'm just like still alive in 10 years.
Don't say that.
Okay. Never mind.
You're going to be alive.
I'll be alive.
And even when you die, you're going to be stuffed on my couch.
Well, I do have this like this very, and I know it's irrational, but I have this fear. It's always like my dad passed away when he was 64. Mm-hmm. And that felt, I mean, it felt young. He had like so much life. And so I'm like, I'm going to die at 64.
No.
I mean, I know that you I'm think probably that. Not. My mom, I think my mom, that. My I don't know mom, if it's like a self-fulfilled prophecy though. You know, it's like. Know.
My mom had, you know, my grandpa died when I was 2.
Uh-huh.
And so when my mom hit the age that my grandpa was when he died, that was really hard for her.
Right.
Cause he was really young. My grandpa died when he was, I want to say like 50. Something. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. It's very strange. So I just keep thinking, I'm like, well, I mean, I have till 64. I'm good for another, what is that? 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You got me for 12 years.
I got till 64.
This became so morbid.
No, you won't die at 64. I mean, look at my mom. 60.
That's true.
62.
Yeah.
Where is she?
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. We'll end on that somber note.
I know Gina's like, well, I guess I'm dying at 64. Shithead.
Shit.
Well, I got 12 more years.
I got 12 more years. Might as well make the best of them.
Hey guys, thanks for listening or watching. And
don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe.
Five star rating.
Five star warning.
God, we never can figure this out.
I know.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. And also, we will in fact be looking into putting together a little Between the Reps retreat.
We got to do that.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to start. We're going to start doing it.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Like for real.
Yeah, for real.
For real.
For real.
For real. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.